Welcome home! Welcome to your new home, your new home! Sorry, I scared you, didn't I? Because you weren't expecting me. I didn't mean to scare you. I mean, I did mean to scare you because I'm a ghost, and that's what we do, but I mean, I didn't really mean to. It just kind of happens because I'm a ghost, and... I mean, was it the whole welcome home thing? Was it a bit too familiar? I mean, maybe I should have gone more traditional. Maybe I should have gone, ooh. I mean, that's ghosty, right? That's what ghosts do. Only I'm not really too sure about it. I mean, it's my ooh. Am I doing it right? Because ooh, it should be instinctive, but ooh, it feels kind of weird. To be honest, I feel a bit of a cockwomble doing it because it's woo, and you know what? Welcome home. I'm a ghost. Yes, I'm your ghost. I mean, not your ghost. I mean, I'm your ghost flatmate. Well, that's nice. It's nice that you haven't, you know, run away or started throwing things at me or started screaming. That's always a bit rude. And I try to make a good impression when I first meet someone and they tend to, well. Then again, I am a ghost. So I do kind of get it. I do. It just kind of hurts my feelings when someone throws something at me. I mean, it's not like they can hit me because I'm a ghost. It will go right through me, but. I mean, still a bit rude. I mean, thank you for reminding me that I am incorporeal. I mean, it's not like that's something that I'm sensitive about at all. Okay, I'm a little bit. It's just a bit rude, is all. But you, you're not shouting or running or screaming or throwing things at me. I like you. You're nice. Yes, I am a ghost. Do I haunt here? Well, I prefer to say that I live here, but I mean, yes, I haunt this flat. And, that makes me your roommate. But I will have you know that I am very respectful. I will not walk through your door without knocking first. I can knock. I've learned how to do that. That is some poltergeist shit right there. Do you want to... perhaps sit down, only that there's nothing to sit down on. Or you could sit down on the floor, which is clean, by the way, because I cleaned it. Because the landlord is a liar. When he says that he gets the cleaners in, no, he doesn't. I clean the flat because I am house proud. Flat proud. Apartment proud? I just wanted it to be nice for you. Because, you know, moving into a dirty flat can be a bit... it's the last thing you need. Okay, perhaps the last thing you need is a ghost. I just... this is never easy. It's always a bit awkward moving into a flat and finding out that there's a ghost. I mean, I imagine it's awkward. I've never done that. There wasn't a ghost here before. I mean, it's just me. So, I'm a ghost, and I haunt this flat, and I know that might be a bit off-putting. I know it's not really... it's not like the estate agent put it on the listing. Resident ghost. I mean, if they did, it might bring the weirdos. And you're not a weirdo. I mean, you might be a weirdo. You're not a weirdo. I mean... who am I to say who's a weirdo? I'm a ghost. I'm a ghost. And I'm not lonely at all. I mean, I'm a little lonely. It's been a while since I've had someone to talk to. And so... I I'm not very good at this whole I'm a ghost thing. The first time someone moved in, I waited until they were settled in, and then I said hello, and they threw a clock at me, which was new, and they moved out the next day, and so did the next three people. And then I thought, it's not really fair to make someone move out after they've moved everything in. So I started, you know, saying hello when they moved in, but before the furniture. So I mean, I get it, I do. Not everyone wants a flatmate, and especially not a ghost flatmate. Even though I clean, wait, more poltergeist shit. Look. Levitating plate of biscuits. Homemade. For you. It's a welcome to your new home present. Also, wait. I have to concentrate on this one because it's a teapot. It's very important. Wait, teacups. I can do both. I can't do both. Just one moment. Okay, teapot there, and now teacups. Tea and biscuits. I am a house-trained ghost because I used to be a human and I used to live here. And I used to love eating tea and biscuits, but I can't do that now. But you can. I mean, if you want to, you don't have to. It's not like I made them for you, although obviously I did make them for you. Because sugar's good for shock, and you've just found out you've got a ghost. I've got to admit, I am a little... I don't normally get this far. Not normally people start screaming and throwing and shouting. But you haven't. I wasn't ready for that. So, I'm a ghost and they're good. The biscuits? You like them? Really? What was that? That was weird. That was so weird. That little ooh. I mean, sometimes they slip out when I'm happy. Not that I'm happy that you like my biscuits. That was a weird sound. Like I said, not too good with the ooh. I'm a ghost. Yes, I have said that. I am, I'm a bit awkward. What do you mean very English? I guess you could say I'm a very English ghost. It's the tea, right? It's the tea. I'm not that awkward. I'm just a bit... Well, I haven't been around people for a while. It's hard to be around people when they keep running away. And... Do you know one of them actually threw my teapot at me? Oh no, I didn't make them tea because at the time I couldn't move stuff. I couldn't do the whole I'm a poltergeist thing. Sorry I said it like that. That was weird. It's just I'm a poltergeist. I'll stop. I couldn't move things before. They found it in the cupboard, and then I said, hi, that's my teapot, and then they threw it at me, and that's when I learned how to move things, because hell no are you throwing my teapot at me. That is rude. Legit rude. And well, I Well, they didn't stay long after that. Which I'm happy about, because respect the teapot. I mean, I don't have many rules as a ghost roommate. Just don't mess with my teapot or my teacups or my tea. And if you get a dog, can it be a corgi? I mean, not that I have rules, because, well, I might have... Well, it's... So technically, I'm your flatmate, sort of. Because I live here, and now you live here, so... There are some rules. I don't walk through doors. I knock first. I'm great at making breakfast. And all I ask is that you don't disrespect the teapot. And, you know, maybe occasionally have a cup of tea so I can just... I don't have a problem. I can stop anytime. And if you were to get a puppy, maybe consider a corgi, because corgis are so cute and they can see me. Corgis can see me, because there was this one person who had a stolen corgi, and I know it was stolen because a corgi said it was stolen. And then I was like, hey, don't steal a corgi. And they ran away. But they left the corgi, and I'm pretty sure that the corgi was reunited with their owner. I mean, maybe other dogs can see me, but really, why would you get anything other than a corgi? Because corgis are so majestic! Sorry about that. But, I mean, I am being very presumptuous, because you might not want to live here anymore because there's a ghost. A ghost who makes great biscuits, yes. And who... Really? Who seems like they might be a really good flatmate? Are you serious? You're serious? Sorry, I... You're gonna stay? You're really gonna stay? You're... I can't be worse than your last flatmate. Really? I'm a ghost. I'm a ghost. I'm an awkward English ghost, and... So you're staying? Yay! Sorry, I've been so lonely. I've been a little bit lonely. It's just... I miss talking to people. And just being around people, and... Not having people throw things at me. And did I say you need to respect the teapot? That's really the only rule I have. Oh, that's so nice. You're so nice. Would you like more biscuits? I made a couple of types. Oh, I made 10 types. How did I get the ingredients? Home delivery. Well, one of them left a laptop, and I made a home shopping account, so I'm not really sure how it works. I just went, woo, and suddenly it worked. I'm not really sure about the whole ghost thing. I haven't been a ghost for very long. 120 years. What? Oh, biscuits. Sorry. There we are. All the biscuits. What's an Oreo? Now that doesn't sound like a biscuit. But I could try and make them if you like. You know, because you're my flatmate. You're my flatmate! Woo! Oh, you need to start moving your stuff in. Would you like some help? Actually, maybe I should just not. I mean, I don't want the movers to drop your stuff. I'll just go and ooh, in the other room. Welcome home. I'm so glad you decided to stay. I'll Google Oreos and see if I can find a recipe. Woo! Yay!